Switch it on. Pardon me for the delay. Morning and welcome. We say praise the Lord because we're up and we're able and we're on today a brand new day. There was never this day before. Now, there were many Fridays, but this is the first Friday of the rest of our lives. Imagine that. So, welcome. To all of you, God bless you. I trust that you're feeling well on today. You're well rested and so on. How am I doing? Well, I feel great. I always look forward and anticipate joining you before the throne of grace on today. This is Maximum Radio Network, and the program is Global Time with Jesus Christ. And once again, I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory. Welcome. Today is Friday, September the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2013. And today's episode or program is entitled, He Makes No Distinction. And who is He? This is our God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Father of our God, our Heavenly Father, the Father of Jesus Christ. He makes no distinction, and that's wonderful, because we live in a world where there's many distinctions between race, between class and status and all of those things, location, geographical placing, and all of those, and we use those to separate us. However, He makes no distinction when it comes to His salvation and His grace. We're looking at what He says in Romans chapter 10, verse 12 through 13. He says, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise God. I'm a whoever. You're a whoever. And we know a lot of whoevers. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we're calling on the name of the Lord today on behalf of ourselves and on behalf of others. So the I Am for our meditation today concerning who God is in nature and attributes and character is, I am Savior of both the Gentiles and the Jew. He is Savior of all. All who call on His name. So thank you again and welcome to our webcast today. Our agenda today is one of the first things that we would like to pray for is, if you would allow us, would be government leaders. The second thing is the news media. And then thirdly, for those that are sick in our families, in our households, in our community, we want to pray for them, and I'm sure you know of individuals that are ill for one reason or another. They're ill, and they need the touch of God. But before we go to that, I would love to open your line and allow you the opportunity to bring a praise report or a prayer request. That's why we're here. We want to voice those. We want to give air to those. We want to give life to those so that in the midst of that, we can add the powerful ingredient called agreement. And if two in the earth agree is touching anything, it shall be done. That's word. And so if you have a praise report, please feel free to bring it forward, because we want to know, and we are encouraged that when we hear of a praise report of what God has done, it also shames the adversary, because he wants to plant doubt in your heart and mind that God does not answer, he does not respond. Well, he does. He responds powerfully. Also, if you have a prayer request, something that God has rested on your heart that is burdening you, share it with us, and we will lift it up with you. We will help you do the heavy lifting and bring it before the throne of grace, or bring whoever or whatever before the throne of grace. So this is your opportunity. Time is of the essence. Well, let us go before the throne of God, and we do want to make ourselves ready. He said in his word that we should cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. We want the glory of God to shine through, even on this day, and it's Friday for sure. Well, let us pray. Father, we do thank you today because you're mighty. In fact, you are almighty. We thank you for this great privilege and honor that we have of coming before you, not just by ourselves, but with others.
Yes.
And we thank you for each individual who is committed to you, who is a friend of yours, someone that has called on you time and time again, and you have responded. So today we come before you, and we know that we come perhaps with stains. We need your cleansing. We need your washing. We need your putting back together, putting us back together in one piece, making us whole. So we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you would apply that blood that is available for our continual washing and cleansing. We ask you to forgive us for our guilt, our stains, our trespasses, our sins. We ask you to make us whole, make us right, so that we can stand before you with clean hands. Forgive us for those attitudes, those words, those thoughts, all of the things that worked against your will and your plan and your desire for us. We ask you to separate us from those. We ask that you would cast them into the sea of forgetfulness so that we are free from those things, so that we can move into this day with the confidence that you are with us because we are covered in the righteousness of Christ. So we thank you for what you provided through him for us, and we're asking for that covering right now. In Jesus' name we come, making our requests known. Amen and amen. Well, all of you would have known, if you were paying attention to the news media, that the government is facing mighty decisions concerning its functioning and concerning the welfare and well-being of all concerned, of the common good. And whenever there's situations that are of crisis, this nation was founded on the moment that folk leaders decided they were going to call on God. And that's how come all of the, what are now 50 states, which elsewhere are 50 countries within the same distance between each other, 50 states became one nation, one. That's because they prayed. They were unable to come to an agreement about it. And someone suggested, let us pray. And they prayed. And now you have the union. But yet, prayer must continue. Decisions must go forward. And there are many. And today, we want to pray for the government leaders that they would be focused. They would call on God. They would call on God as they try to make decisions about the functioning of government, which will affect everyone over the next 4 days. Well, 3 days now, because there's mighty decisions. And we're going to call on a mighty God on behalf of government leaders right now. Father, we come to you on behalf of government leaders government leaders at national level, state level, municipality levels. We ask right now that your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. That those things that the enemy has plotted, those assignments that he has given to his demonic principalities, that they are canceled right now in the name of Jesus for your glory and for the sake of the people, that there would be peace, there would be tranquility. As it is in heaven, it would be so among men, among leaders, leaders of the government, leaders who are called and assigned to make decisions that affect everyone, that your will be done. And the enemy that wars against peace and against the well-being of people, of the people, well, we call him defeated and undone. We stand in the face of the challenge, knowing that we have been given the victory because the Lion of the tribe of Judah, who is none other than Jesus Christ himself, has already secured the victory, and he has given it to us. We are embracing it this morning, knowing that and having the confidence that you win, you have won, and therefore we have the victory. So we pray for the leaders that you would bring sanity, you would bring sense and God logic to their thinking on this day, that they would come to themselves and return to your will. It is your will that must be done, not our wills, not anyone else's will, but your will must be done. So our prayer today and confirmation is that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. For the sake of your great name, we speak kingdom decisions, kingdom values, kingdom principles, kingdom laws in the name of Jesus. Your kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And we command that on earth, in this nation, and around the world today, where there's a cry and a call unto you, you make no distinction. There's no Jew, no Gentile. You save all that will call upon your name. So we call today, and we call on behalf of all government leaders, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So no matter, yes, no matter what you hear, just have the confidence, amen. Is there a prayer request?
He's doing great things, amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Your great word, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless his holy name. Bless his name. Bless his name.
Thank you.
Amen. Bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Well, we will proceed to pray for another element of our society that has tremendous influence on the thinking of the people. And that is the news media has tremendous influence in our society, and we want them to be calling upon God as well. As the news comes, and it comes from every direction, we don't know what we will hear today. But we are connected in such a way that we are able to get what is called now very popularly breaking news. Well, we pray today that whatever the news is, that it's good news. We need to hear good news, and we need to hear the right thing. So let's pray for the news media, for people throughout that industry of broadcast and print media to come to know Christ personally, that attitudes of cynicism will be changed, for those who love Christ to be strengthened in wisdom, for a growing emphasis in their work on that which carries virtue, and conveys kingdom values throughout the city, throughout the nation. So let us pray for them right now. Please join me. Father, we're seeking you on behalf of the news media. We are bombarded with news daily coming from every direction. And from moment to moment, the news may not always be good or what we would like to hear. It shocks our sensibilities. It shocks our conscience. It shocks our spirit. It saddens us much of the time because much of it is not good news. The emphasis is on that which is negative. And we pray, O God, that you would strengthen those in that business, print and broadcast media, that know you, strengthen them with resolve so that they are able to stand and represent that which has virtue, that which is good. Yes, those things that are good. Have them think on those things, things that are of good report, things that have virtue, things that are praiseworthy. Have them think on those things. Help them on this day to see you in every action, in every event, to see you ruling over it all. And Father, we pray, Lord, that it would also cause us and stir your people to pray and to intercede and to petition you concerning the events that are announced, the events that are put before us, so that it's not simply taken as information or entertainment, but it's seen as you ruling from your throne on high, moving your hand, and at the movement of your hand, things change, things are rearranged, the atmosphere in various circumstances are stirred for your honor and for your glory. So bless every person today in a special way as the news breaks across the nation, across the world, in the massive news media network that is broadcast and that is print, that is even the internet, in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You,
hallelujah. Thank you. Bless your name. Bless your name. Well, we thank you for joining us today, really. It's such a blessing. I mean, I keep saying this, and you must forgive me because I'm so blessed by your presence on our webcast. And I'm sure many others are being blessed. We're getting reports that they are. They're coming in one way or another daily and checking in on our broadcasts, either live or they're streaming at some later point in the day. But we thank God for the opportunity. If you have a prayer request, just let us know now as we go forward and continue in prayer, or you have a praise report, just feel free to give it life, give it voice, give it breath, so that God is glorified and the people of God, such as we are encouraged. Well, if you know of anyone that is ill in any manner, think of them right now as we bring them and lift them up before the throne of grace. Imagine how many people in our community that are ill right now. They're sick. We're talking about physically sick. They may be a part of your family. They may be a part of your church family. They may be a part of your block that you live on, your neighborhood, your community. Just think of them right now. As we lift them up, carrying them before the throne of God, representing them to the healer. The picture comes into my spirit of the men who tore up the roof of a house so that they can get their friend who was ill, seriously, and they let him down on a stretcher right in front of Jesus, who was in that house ministering, and they were desperate to get him. They knew that if they could only get him in front of Jesus, that he would be healed. That's all they knew. And that's what we're doing. We've torn up our own comfort zone in order to be up to represent right now. So think of those persons. Name them in your spirit. Let's bring them before the healer. Right now, if we can only get them before the healer so that they could be touched, they could be raised up, they could be made whole for his glory. He wants to do it. We don't have to twist his arm, but he wants us to do what is necessary. If we've got to tear up the roof, let's do it and let those people land right in front of God's throne, right at his feet. Now, Father, we thank you today. We thank you for the faith, the confidence, the trust that you've given to us that we can exercise for your glory. We thank you for the promises that you've made that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you for that word. So it gives us strength in our petition, strength in our intercession for all of those, beginning with those that we know that are sick, those that are ill, those that are experiencing all kinds and all manner of diseases. And we speak to those diseases by name. We begin with cancer. We begin with diabetes. We can go forward with high blood pressure, colds, viruses, all of those things, obesity, all of the things that conspire against ease, wellness, health. So we speak to those diseases in the name of Jesus, and we send your word of healing to light upon and to touch those that are experiencing those diseases right now, in the name of Jesus. We speak to the pressure of the blood, that it would begin to go low to its normal levels. We speak to cancer and all of the cells involved. We speak to those cells that they would submit to healing and submit to wellness. They would reject the rebellion and they would join in health and come away from being unhealthy and diseased. They would promote healing and wellness because of your divine supernatural word. We can say, be healed. We can speak to diabetes right now in the name of Jesus. And we can say, organs function as you were designed in the name of Jesus. Function as you were designed, bringing life, supporting wellness and healing in the name of Jesus right now. Because by your stripes, we are healed. in the name of Jesus. So we claim that healing even now for all those that we can think of, and even those that we cannot think of right now. Touch them, heal them, strengthen them, cause them to be strong, raise them up, just like you raised up the man that was let down through the roof. Father, we thank you for the opportunity and the mindset that you've given to us to pray for these. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise God. Thank you for joining us in those prayers. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, the weekend is upon us. We thank God for that. It's Friday. It's Friday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name. Yes, we're thanking Him for what He's already done.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise
you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, we magnify your name.
Yes,
we glorify your name. Thank you, like unto you, Jesus.
Yes, yes,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you for this day. We thank
Hallelujah.
You for this prayer line.
Yes,
thank you for
yes.
Each and everyone, Lord. Oh, Father,
yes.
We thank you for answered prayer, because we know
yes.
that our prayer has already been answered.
Oh, yes, we know that, Lord.
Lord
Hallelujah.
In your name, Lord. We glorify Him, Lord. And we know, Lord, that we want to God to give you the glory, the honor, and the praises. Because we know you are a God that keep promises. And you promise us that when we ask, it shall be given unto us.
Yes.
And
yes.
We take it by faith, Lord, knowing that you said by faith.
Yes.
We have to take it, Lord. And if we have
Thank
faith
you, Lord.
In you, you will answer. Mm-hmm. Thank you for this day. Thank you for another work week, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for
Give
watching
us
over
victory.
Us.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Glory to you. Glory to you. Glory to you. Glory to you.
Yes.
There's none like unto you, Lord. There's none
yes,
like
Lord.
Unto you, Lord. There's none like unto you, Lord. We thank you this day.
You're
we
great.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for being such a mighty God. We thank you for being such a awesome God. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, your unconditional love, your tender love.
Oh, thank you for your great
you.
Love, Father. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, who could love us like you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Nothing will separate us from the Lord. And I thank you for that promise that nothing we could do could separate us from your love, Lord. And I thank you so much for that promise. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Promise us that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you for this day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
Ooh. Ha, ha, ha.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sense the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Ho,
yes.
Ho, 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 ho.
Yes, Lord.
Ho.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hi.
To God.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
Oh,
thank
you,
Lord.
Praise
your
name.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Wonderful Savior we have.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless his name.
Thank you. Hi.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God, our great
thank
God.
You,
Jesus.
Worthy, worthy.
Thank you for doing it.
We thank you for doing it. We thank you, God.
We thank you for your glory. Hi.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're great, God. You're a great God. You're great. You're mighty. You're almighty. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father. Hallelujah. Praise glory to God. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Yes.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Our God is higher than any other. Our God is healer. Our healing power, our God.
Yes.
Our God. Oh, our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord,
thank
you are
Lord.
Higher than any other. Our God
yes.
is healer.
He's
our healing power, remember our God.
Yes.
Our God, He is great.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
He's great.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise His name.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
His name.
He's awesome.
Praise His name.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise His
name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise His name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, glory be to your name.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord. Well, the weekend is upon us, and let us bring our sense of victory and power with us to our places of worship on
yes.
this weekend, on Sunday.
Yes.
Let
yes.
us come in
yes.
in victory. Let us bring the joy, the power, and the glory of God with us to the environment where we worship. Add that to the table. God will meet you there. God will bless you. God will bless others through you. So be confident that God is with you and that you've had a victorious week. And God willing, next week would be even more victorious because He has heard our petitions and our prayers and He is responding to them. He will save all who call upon His name. And we call upon
Amen.
His name today. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. And we thank you for being with us all through this week, through our technical challenges and all of those. You are faithful. And so you are definitely friends of God and friends of ours, to be sure. Brothers and sisters, wherever you are, may God bless you richly throughout this day. As you go forth, go in confidence. Thanks to you once again. Thanks to you for joining us. Amen.
And God bless
you.
And thank you for your prayers. And God bless everyone.
God bless you.
God bless
you.
Bless everyone.
Yes.
God
bless
you. God is doing great things. Amen.
Great
Amen.
Things. Amen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.